Memhei Amid Aleph Toshma. We're right erich a third after a third of the Amid. We had a machlokes of Yechanan Reish Lakish in the machlokes of Beishami in Beisilo. We had a machlokes Beishami in Beisilo. Beishami says, Layasa Adam Sloim Din Reizov. One is not permitted to be Machalo Sloim Shal Kesef Al Din Reizov. We're talking about Sloim that had Kedushas Maisa Sheni on Din Reizov. Ibisilo Matirim. And Boshet, the Machlokes was, Machlokes Beishami and Beisilas for sure. If Zov has a din peire legabe sloim, Beishamai holds it has a din peire, that's like Rabbi Bezeknusoi, so you can't be machalo kese tive a peire, and Beis Hillel holds it has a din tive, like Yardusei Sharabi is a din tive legabe kesef, so you can't be machalo. And then we had a machloikis, but according to Beishamai, that holds that Zov has a din peiri legabi kesef. What halacha does Zov have legabi peiris maisha sheni themselves? Do I say legabi kesef it's peiri because kesef is more chorif? Or legabi peiris it's if he has a din matbeim, so he could be mechalo peiris adin rezo. Or maybe not. Maybe Beishamai holds that Zov does not have a din tiva filo legabi peiris. That we had as machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says, Toshma, the Gemara wants to ask Akashim and the man the Yomar that says that Zov has a din peiri a filo legabi peiris. Doesn't have a din tiva whatsoever, according to Beishamai. We learned as follows. Ha peiret sela Mimois Maiser Shaini. A person was Machalo Peiris Maiser Shaini and Prutis, Shal Nechoshes. Now he's going up to Yerushalayim, so he doesn't want to take with him sacks of Prutis. So now he wants to be Machalo these Prutis Shal Nechoshes and Kesef. Beishamai Oimrim B'chol HaSel HaMois. So Beishamai says, you take all your putas and you machal them on a selah. Give me machal all the putas on a selah. U'beisilol Oimrim B'shekel Kesef B'shekel Mois. Shekel is a half of a selah. So he says, no, you're not machal all the putas on a selah. Half you mechalol on a seller, and half you leave over the putas. You only mechalol half of the putas on sloim, and the other half you take with you to Yerushalayim. Now, let us well not get into what the machloikis is between Beishamai and Beisilol and this nekuda. But, al kaponim, we see from this Mishnah that Beishamai holds one can be Mechalo Peiris Maisesheni on the Choshes. With this, now a Shaila after you have the Putish on the Choshes, which were Neschalo on the Peiris Maisesheni, what do you do with these Putis? You Mechalo them all on Sloim Shal Kesef or half of them, you mechal on sloim shel kesef. But al koponim, we see clearly that according to Beishamai, one is permitted to be mechal peiris shel maaser sheni on the choshes. So the Gemara asks, hashtel Beishamai, ligabi priti mechalalinom, if you can be machalo peiris on the choshes, לגבי דאבה מבוי, so לגבי זוב, יזיכה שבי אבל תבי מחלו פרוטס אנ זוב. The Gemara seems to be saying that Nechoshes is worse than Zov. And if according to Beishami, Kimi Mechalo Peiris, and Nechoshes is Zichi Kimi Mechalo Lan Zov. So the Gemara answers, Shani Priti Ba'asre Desagyam, Charifi, no, Priti, in the place where Prutis are used, the Charif, the more charef than zov. That is the sugya. Before we go into the protem of the sugya, I would like to perhaps mevayer zayin, to be mevayer what the shakla v'talya, what the makshin held, and what the talson was mechadish. We hear on daf mem dalet amid beis, and let's just learn the gemara on daf mem dalet amid beis. The second line from the gemara. Omar Rav Ashi, ki yaldusei mistavre. It's mistavre to say, like the yaldusei the Rebbe, that zohov is tive legabi kesef. That means kesef is peiri legabi zov. Ki yaldusei mistavre, midiktoni, anachoshes koine esa kesef. It says in the Mishnah further that Nechoshes is Peiri Lagabi Kesef. So, I Amrit Bishloime Kaspe Lagabi Dave Peiri Have, if we say Yaldusei the Rebbe, that Kesef Lagabi Zohov is Peiri, Einu de Kotoni and Nechoshes Kainis a Kesef, Afapita Lagabi Dave Peiri Have, that means, Rav Ashi said, if we say in the Mishnah that Kesef is Peiri Legabi Zohov, so then the Mishnah is telling us, so everything is relevant. Even though Kesef is Peiri Legabi Zohov, but Kesef Legabi Nechoshes, Kesef is Tive Nechoshes is Peiri. So the Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush in the second Bavit, that even though HaKesef Koines HaZov, Kesef is Peiri, Lagabi Zov, but HaNechoshes Koines HaKesef, but Nechoshes is Peiri, Lagabi Kesef. So that's very good. But, Eloi Amrit Kasper Lagabi Daviti Vahavim, but if you'll say, like Ziknusei Shorebi, that has zov koines a kesef. So kesef is tive legabi zov. Aber yamet kaspa legabi david tive havem. Hashte legabi david de choshiv minei amri tive havem. Legabi nechoshes di yuchoshiv yuchorif miboy. So what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? What is the chiddush of the Mishnah that kesef is tive legabi nechoshesh? If kesef is tive legabi zov, zov is choshev, so badigvis kesef should be tive legabi nechoshesh. Kesef is more choshev than nechoshesh. It's more chorev. So the Gemara says, itzrech, sal kedaita chamine, hani priti ba'asre desagi, inhu charifi tvei mikaspe. So the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah is telling us something about the Chiddush. What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that Nechoshes, Ba'ascha de Sagin, that there are, will take the, into consideration all the Medinas of the world. In the places where Prutis are used, Prutis are more Charef than Kesef. So there'd be a svore to say, in this place where Prutis are used, so maybe Nechoshes should be the Tibet, because Nechoshes is more Charef than Kesef. We're going according to Ziknusei Shel Rebbe, that Hazov Koines HaKesef, that Charifus is better than Cheshivus. Charifus is better than Cheshivus. So that is why Hazov Koines HaKesef, because Kesef is the Tibet. So Ba'asre Desagi Nechoishis, Nechoishis is more Charif than Kesef. So Lechoira, we should say HaKesef Koines HaKesef. Because if you go Bas Charifus, don't go Bas Cheshivus. You say Azov Koines HaKesef, so I would say HaKesef Koines HaKesef, because Ba'asa Disagin HaKesef is better. It's more Chorif. So the Mishnah says, no, HaKesef Koines HaKesef. So what is the Cheshbin? So the Gemara says, Amor the Kechidish, he says, you don't focus on this place. When we are done the relationship between Nechoshes and Kesef, which is the Tive, which is the Peiri, so we take the whole world into consideration. We take the whole world into consideration. Then we, so adding up all the places, some places Nechoshes is Sagi, and it's Chorif. Some places it's not Sagi, it's not Chorif. So when we will add up all the places, Nechoshes is less Chorif than Kesef. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah is you don't look at this place, we look at the world. We take the world in consideration. And if we take, we picture the whole world, we don't focus on one place. In the world, taking everything in consideration, Kesef is more Chorif than Nechoshes. That is the Chiddush of the Mishnah. So now, so the Mishnah is telling us, when we are being done, when we are being done, we have two types of coins, silver coins and copper coins, which is the peiri, which is the tivet. So the Tana of our Mishnah told us you have to take, well, you're talking about coins, you have to take the whole world in consideration. Don't talk about this city. You have to take the whole world in consideration. And when you take the whole world in consideration, the Nechoshes is the Peiri and Kesef is the Tibet. Because in the world, Kesef is more Chorif than the Nechoshes, even though in this Mokim, the Nechoshes is more Chorif than Kesef. Now, so now we learned from Daf Mem Dalet Omed Beis. We learned from Daf Mem Dalet Omed Beis that when you're clearing a shaila, which is more chorif, when you're clearing of charifis, don't focus on one place, focus on the world. And if you look at the whole world, then you have a different picture. The Bakshin in our Gemara had a Mordeke Kasha. We have a Shaila, according to Beis Shammai, is Zov Tivel Legabi Peire. Now Zov is Choshev, that's no Shaila. But there's a Shaila, Zov is not Chorif. Zov is not Chorif, I mean, that's why Beis Shammai holds that, it cannot be because Zov is Chosh, but it's not Chorif. You look at Charifus. Zov is not Chorif. Fine. Nechoshes. So now, if we learned in Daf Mem Dalet Mabez, if we're talking about Charifus, so we have to take into consideration there are many places that Nechoshes is Bechal Leisagi. It's not accepted at all. Zov, even though it's not Chorif, but if you'll take all places into consideration, so L'chayre, Zov is more Chorif than Nechoshes, or if you'll take, we're taking the average of all places, you have other places Nechoshes, Bechlal is not accepted. Zov is accepted in all places, it's not used so much. So if we will compare Zov to Nechoshes, Zov is the, whatever the Charifus Nechoshes has, if you look in the scale of the world, Zov also has it, because Zov is accepted in all places, and Nechoshes is only accepted in certain places. So when you look at the world scale, in Charifus, Zav is just as good as Nechayshis. Zav is just as good as Nechayshis. And Zav is Choshev also. So our Gemara asked Amira the Kikashim. Our Gemara asked Akashim, so if we see that by Shammai holds you could be Machalul, Peiris and Nechayshis, we look at the Charifis of Nechayshis. We look at the world scale. And in the world scale, the Charifis of Nechayshis is minus one. And it's still good. It's still good. It's still called a Matveya. So how could you say that Zov is not a Matveya? One Amayra wanted to say, according to Beis Shammai, Zov is not a Matveya. If minus one gives it a shame Matveya, you take from the world scale, so Zov is also, whatever the Charif is of Zov, it's equivalent to Nechoshes, and it's Choshev. So it's a zicha be a matbeya. So how could there be an amore that says that Zov, you can't be machal or peiris on Zov? That is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Let us see again the lashon of the Gemara. Oh, what's the teretz? Okay, one at a time. So let's see the Gemara's kasha. A peiris selim emois meiser sheni. Fine. So the Gemara says hashil be shami legavi priti mechal linon. Legabi dave mi boy. See, zich give mechalo and dave. Emphati gemore, shani priti ba'asre desagin charifi. So all of a sudden, the gemore forgets about memdaladomet base. You don't look at the world. You look in this place. Ba'asre desagin charifi. So what's John the Teretz? So the Teretz is, the Zamerdike Teretz Chaim, the Teres Chaim says, let me tell you two yesaidis. The Inyan of Chilul Peres Meiser Sheini is, and you should have money, the Peres are too heavy to carry, you have to take five tractor trailers to take them to Israel, to Yerushalayim, the Peres are too heavy, so you have to take money. What do you do with the money? You buy it, you buy things in Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim, we will see from the whole sugya, prutas were very used in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was Asra Desagya. So Memelis of the Gemara is saying, when it comes to Chilul Maisa Sheini, you have to be Mechalal on what gets a Teres Madbeya to be Mechalal on? Something you can buy in Yerushalayim. Here I don't have to be a Weltsmensch. If we're clearing the choshes with kesef, which is the peyre, which is the tive, we're speaking abstract. We have two types of coins, the choshes and kesef, which is the tive, which is the peyre. So then you take the world into consideration. You don't look at this place. We're saying kololistic, which is the tive, which is the peyre. When it's a male kololistic, the choshes, even though here it's charif, it's vay, but I don't look at here. We want to be Magdir. And then when we compare these two Madbeyas, which is the Tiv, which is the Peire, you look Klolistic in the Madbeya, in the world currency, which is called the Tiv and which is called the Peire. Masha'in came over here. Here we're talking about, can we be Mechalo Maisa Sheini and Nechoshis? So Moses said, Mechalo Maisa Sheini and Nechoshis? Gevaldik. Nechoshes in Yerushalayim is meiridik. It's chorev, it's very chorev. So memela yizichik can be mechalo. To be mechalo on Zov lamais is not too chorev. So the whole purpose of chilul, peiris is, I should have with what to purchase with in Yerushalayim. Here I focus on Yerushalayim. Here I focus on Yerushalayim. So in the Yerushalayim, Ba'asri desagi charifi tvei, here you just focus on Yerushalayim, because the whole chilul is to bring the money to Yerushalayim. That's l'cheir b'shat, the Gemara's Teretz. The second yesoid that the Teretz Chaim says. Let us see Rashi. Apoira itzela mi mois maiso sheini. Mishi yesh lai mois nachoishes shal maiso sheini. ובולה פרטן בסלע כסף, להלש ירושלים, במני מסי ידך, he wants it, he doesn't want to take 5 sackloads of putas, he wants it ממחלל את אנסלוים, ושם יאמרים בכל הסלע מויס, ובולה פרטן, if he wants to exchange the frutas for sloim, yifreit kulam, vitein mois bishvil kol ha-sela. The whole sela you change over the frutas and sloim. Bisilo imrim lo yifreit elo chetzi. You have frutas, don't make everything on sloim. Half of your frutas in mechalol on sloim. Elo chetzi, שהפרוטה יש יצס בירושלים. פרוטס are יצס בירושלים, that's a very common coin in ירושלים, which is very needed. So Rashi says, אמר די כזאת. So Basilu says, איך שיובי שם. And he's going to come to, everyone's going to go be מחלול, and מויס, סלוים של כסף, who wants to schlep sacks of פרוטס, we're going to be מחלול, 20 sloim shel kesef, gevaldik, we come with a carry-on, we don't have to carry sacks of kesef, we come with a carry-on of sloim shel kesef, we come to Yerushalayim. We come to Yerushalayim, uchsheyov veishom, now you have to start buying with there, we have to buy peiris. Uchsheyov veishom, yitzoich leprutis meyat, litnei soch isuda, you're going to buy apples and pears and those, you come with sloim shel kesef, you won't get too far with sloim shel kesef. So what are you going to do? Vim yarutzu akoil eitzel shulchni, so if everyone, alle yiden from ganzer tzisol, they're going to come to Yerushalayim with carry-ons, with sloim shel kesef, so they're all going to go to the shulchni, lifreit, to get prutas. Oy vey, ekiru ha-prutas, all of a sudden, boom, prutas, the price of prutas went up, value was totally in price and the demand and how much you have. So Memela, there won't be too many putas left and there'll be a big demand. The Nimtza Maisa Shani Nifsat. So Maisa Shani Nifsat. You have Maisa Shani money. You can have Sloim shall Maisa Shani and at the rates they're selling putas, you're wasting your Maisa Shani Sloim. Lefichach, so Basilu was a Reyes and Neulot. Yisu putas imam lohitzi bimiktas. You take all your putas, half you could be mechalo, the other half you schlep along. L'chsheyichlo, when you're finished with these putas, yifrit ha-kesef, shebiyodei mat, ma'at, so they won't be running to the shulchani, there won't be such a big demand, there'll be a supply, inshallah ma'yisrael. So the Gemara says, hashtela beishamid mitoni, mimois ma'yisrsheini, Shmami no chilo peiris ala putes. So the Gemara says, if nechoishes, with taking everything that's in the Kerations, in consideration has a din tivim, la gabi dava mi boi de machalil in peiris, at yuf de manil ma peiris al din de machleikis. Let's go further. Lishna achini, omrilo. Now, so the first lotion was Zamachlikis Beishami Beisilu. If Yasa Odom Sloim Din Reizov, Beishami says you're not allowed to, Beisilu Matirim. And the Machlikis is does Din Reizov have a Din Peiri Lagabi Kesef? That's for sure. Does it have a Din Peiri Efilu Lagabi Peiris? That was the first lotion. Lishne achine. Now the Gemara wants to say a second lashon to explain the machlokes beishami and beisilu. Lishne achine amru lo Rabbi Yechna v'Reish Lakish. Chad omar machlokes besloim al dinrim. The beishami sovri hakesef kesef rishin v'loi kesef sheini. It says, let us, it is very interesting, Ritva, so let us just say what the Ritva says for 1 minute. It says, when it starts speaking about Chilul Maisa Sheini, V'nosato ba-kesef. You should go and be Mechalo, the Peres, and Kesef. V'tzarto ha-kesef bi-yodecho. Well, Lisa, and then you go to Yerushalayim. Nachmal HaKesef. So this HaKesef is repetitious. We're talking about Menasata HaKesef, Vitzalta Oisai. What's Vitzalta HaKesef? Nachmal HaKesef. So Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel Era Machlikis, why did it say a second time HaKesef? So the Ritva explains, Beis Shammai said, this is a miyut. Venasato b'kesef, that kesef that you made mois maisesheni, vitzalto ha-kesef b'yot, that kesef you take to Yerushalayim. You can't be machaloth anymore. Kesef rishin v'loi kesef sheni. Vitzalto ha-kesef, that kesef, venasato b'kesef, tzalto ha-kesef. So, Beis Shammai learned this, amiyut, kesef rishin v'loi kesef sheni. Once you machaloth on coins, finished. Those coins you bring to Yerushalayim. And Beis Hillel holds, no, it says two times, kesef, to be marba, you can make another kesef. It states three more kesef, you can make another kesef. So the Ritva says, when this hakesef, is it a miyut or a ribuy? Fine. So now, so the Lishna Achinu wants to say the machlokes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, if you're allowed to be mechalel, Sloim and Dinreizov is not a machlokes if Dinreizov is peira legabi. Nah, Dinreizov could be is tiva legabi does, but this is a problem. This kesef rishim like kesef sheni. The minute you are machalo maisa sheni and mabeis, that's it. But zalta hakesef that has to be taken to Yerushalayim. You can't make another chilul. So Mamela, that's Pshat in Beis Shammai. That's Pshat Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai holds that you're not allowed to make Sloim Din Rezov because Kesav Rishon like Kesav Sheni. And Beis Hillel holds, no, Kesav Rishon Vakil Kesav Sheni. That's the Machlokes. But if it comes to Peiris and Din Rezov, no problem whatsoever. It is no problem. Din Rezov is tivi. It could be it's tivi filo legabi kes. No problem. So that's one lotion. That was one lotion. Avo peiris al din rin, divrei hakom bachalolina, dakati kesef rishinu, v'chad oma av pe peiris al din rin nami machlokes. Now, another amoreel, no. You're learning the wrong pshat. The machlokes is Peiris al dinrim. Beis Shammai holds, Beis Shammai doesn't hold this tosh of kesef sheni. That's not pshat. There's no problem of kesef sheni. Beis Shammai holds din rezov is peiri. And just like you can't be mechalo kesef al din rezov, you can't be mechalo peiris al din rezov. That's Rav Beis Shammai. And Beis Hillel holds that din rezov is tivi. No one cholums from the kesef rishon like kesef. There's no such problem. The machloek, forget the second lashon held, like we learned till now. Machloek is din rezov peiri, is din rezov tivi. If it's peiri, it's peiri afilo legabi peiris. And if it's not peiri, it's tivi, so it's tivi legabi abis. That's the two lashonos. V'chadoma af peiris adin rinami machlokes. Sukta gemor, laman da omres sloim al dindri machloikes, according to the man de yoma, that sloim al dindri machloikes, so the machloikes is kesef rishim le kesef sheni. Sukta gemor, adem miflagi besloim al dindri, liflagi besloim al sloim. So lechayre sloim al dindri is very misleading. You could say the dindri zov is peiri. If the Yisoid HaMachlokes is, if there's a drash kesef rishon v'loi kesef sheni or not, so spring with the krieg by sloim al sloim. That's it. Sloim al sloim. Can you mechalo sloim al sloim? Liv legib is sloim al sloim. And forget. So now I'll know emes of pshat and Beis Shammai. Like this sloim al dinrim. I don't know emes of pshat and Beis Shammai. I could say Beis Shammai holds dinrim zov his peiris. So the Gemara says, you're right, in Beis Shammai, you know emes of pshat. Then Beisilil holds. There's no problem of Kesem Sheini. Aber Besloim al Dindrim, wait a little Beisilil Beishamai. Aber Besloim al Dindrim could be, everyone holds that the Dindrezov is Peiri. You can be Machalo, Kesem al Dindrezov. Davle Gabi Kasme Peiri, Avle Machalolina. Kamash Malo. Okay. Now let us see the Baal Rashi. Hakesef. There's a second Hakesef, Betzalt Hakesef Olacht. Kesef Rishin, Shechalauta, Peiris Aleim, Atatzoich, Lotzer, Biotro. That's Betzalt Hakesef. Lohilich, Beloishe, Tachalul, Oise, Kesef, Al Kesef, Acha. That Kesef you take. Hakesef, Kesef Riba, Kesef Yisei, Ksiv. So the extra kesef is coming to tell us for the kesef sheni. And another man was after peiros al dinim machlokes time to be shamishim to dava peiru b'lo meschalul aler ma'ase. Lamadim v'slom al dinim davke pligi b'time to be shamishim kesef sheni avlo meshim to dava peiru. And the miflik b'slom al dinim sheyesh litois v'lo ma'am time meshim to dava choshev le'peiru. Niflegu b'sloim al-sloim, sheshneim shal kesef. Tzmol says, no, avamina b'sloim al-sloim, or the pligi b'silul alayu. Tlesl kesef rishim le kesef sheni, avosloim al-dinrim, eima moidulu, deloi mischali mishum dedave peirehu, kamash malo. Fine. Toshma, we learned, apoyre tzelam, shal maiser sheni b'irushalayim. A person, now here what, up here a peiret sela means, he had a sela, and he wants to make prutois out of this sela. We're in Yerushalayim now, he wants to make, prutois. A peiret sela shall maise sheni b'Yerushalayim. Beisham re'oimim b'chol ha-sela mois. Beisham, I said, you want to make it all prutois, make it all prutois, gesundheit. B'chol ha-sela mois. U'beisilu loimim b'shekel kesef b'shekel mois. And Beisilu said, no, you have a sela in Yerushalayim. Only a half a sela you can be mechalul and prutes. The other half you have to leave shkolim. Kesef. Frek te gemorim. Hashtar kaspo legabi priti mechalulinon. Frek te gemorim. If you see that you're telling me there's a drash of kesef rishin v'loy kesef sheni. That's what you're telling me. That's what Beis Shammai holds. Fine. So now, here we have, we're in Yerushalayim, he has dinrei kesef, he's going to be mechalalit on putis, whole putis, half putis, fine. Now, these prutas, besides being a kesef sheini, between you and me, it's a peiri also legabi the kesef. Fine? And so, in Pafal PK, Shalom al Yisrael, it's a peiri, also no problem in Yerushalayim, but it's a kesef sheini. It's a kesef sheini, so the Gemara says, so if you can make a kesef sheni, it can be machalul sloim and the choishes. Hashta legabe priti machalalinen, blemrine kesef rishim le kesef sheni, legabe David the choshev minei. So David, which is more choshev than prutes, so mi emrine kesef rishim le kesef sheni. That means David could be, is better. You're telling me David could very well be is Tiva Filagabi Kesef. So if you're telling me in Yerushalayim, there's no problem of Kesef Sheini, and he could even be Mechalal on the Choshes, so Avada Gevis, you should be able to be Mechalal Chutz Yerushalayim and Din Reizov, which is more choshev than the choshes. Omar Rove, we'll see, so Omar Rove, Yerushalayim, come on, space. שני ירושלים דחסיבי בנסעת הכס ובכל השתה ונפשך בבוקר ובעצוין. Now, before we see Rashi on this Gemara, let us see one Tosfos. Or to just get a shtickle, a klokite in what the Makshin held. Hashta kaspa legabi priti mechalalin. Zavad geves yeshivi mechalal an zov. Zog Tosfos. Hopshitalei shiyesh chilek ben Yerushalayim lechotzil Yerushalayim. The Makshin knew that there's a tremendous difference between Yerushalayim and chotzil Yerushalayim. The chotzil Yerushalayim ike chilel hu peiris al priti ayal al sloim de lehokel masoi. The chilel in chotzil Yerushalayim is, instead of taking 5 trailer tractors, of Peres, your machalul and priti, or sloim tel hokel masoi. That's the chilul chutz li Yerushalayim. Ubi Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim, ikar chilul hu kesef al Peres, kedei la ochlo. That's in Yerushalayim. You have money now you buy Peres. So this chilek between chutz li Yerushalayim and in Yerushalayim, the Gemara knew zman zwei welten. Chutz l'Yerushalayim, it's Peres al Tive. In Yerushalayim, it's Tive al Peres. That's poshut. Kedei la'ochram, oy al prite, kedei liknes bem tzorech achila, oy machal an prutis. Olekach, and therefore, that everyone knew what the purpose of the chilul is chutz Yerushalayim, but the purpose of the chilul is in Yerushalayim. Olachay, so now Tosfos makes a cheshbon nefesh. Leipoch minei lishnekame. The lishnekame said that dave is peiri. Dave is peiri. That was the lishnekame. V'loy l'man d'om ha'pe peiris al dindre machloikis that dave is peiris, peiri v'legabi peiris. U'pligi dave peira ve'ilav. That's no kasha. Oh, no, so here it says y'machalo kesef an the choshes, so y'machalo an peiris. Tive ha'peiri. You tell me not machalo peiri an dave, because here y'machalo tive ha'peiri. That's not kasha, because it's zwei welten. Chutz l'Yerushalayim, the chilul is peire and tive. And if dave is not tive, so you're not machalo. In Yerushalayim, it's tive and peire. So you machalo tive on the chayshkaya. No problem. That thing we understood very well. V'lei porich elo l'man di omam, te tamayu de beishami v'shem kesef rishim v'lei kesef sheini. Here the Gemara is the kasha. That means there's a tachlis. There's a tachlis, chutz l'Yerushalayim, it's peire ative. In Yerushalayim, it's tive peire. That's gevaldik. But now Beis Shammai came and said, kesef rishon v'loy kesef sheni. That means whatever you're doing, you do it, that means the chilul on matbeis is only once. Kesef rishon v'loy kesef sheni. The Torah said, this, you want to make peire and tive? Gevaldik chutz Yerushalayim. Tive a peire, gevaldik in Yerushalayim. But to have two tive, that's kesef rishon v'loy kesef sheni. You just said it, that we don't do. So memele, so the Gemara is asking Akasha, here it says, when they came to Yerushalayim, they were machalo disloim and prutes. That's kesef sheni. I'm sorry. Zichr the tachlis is to get peiris. I get peiris. But if you're telling me that in chutz l'Yerushalayim is also, there's a tachlis to be machalo and tivit. That's it. Once. You don't do more than once. When you do when it comes to money, there's no Indian of kesef sheni. One kesef and that's it. Kesef rishon, ha kesef. You don't do more than that. So Memele, if there's such a problem of Kesef Rishim like Kesef Sheini, you stick with that Kesef, and let's be Elech Take. Let's learn like Beishamai, like the Ritva said Pshat. Nasato Bakesef. Vitzarto HaKesef Biyodecho. Take that Kesef, and then you go to Yerushalayim. V'nosato, that Kesef. Baboker Vitzayin Miyayin V'sheicha. That's what you do. Let be Elech. That's how you learn pshat. When it comes, that kesef, that's it. So by book of a time, all of a sudden you get putis. That was when you tell me there's a problem of kesef sheni, then I have a problem. So how can Beishamai hold you can be mechala than putis? The leinyan rishen b'sheni sovo shein lechalik ben teichu shalayim lechutzalo. That's the Gemara's kasha. Now, that's, the kash is my yadik. But what's the teretz? Nasata, baboker, batsoin, v'yayim, nasata, kesef, choshetav, v'nashra, baboker, batsoin, nasata, ha kesef, shem yishamayim. So what's the teretz? So, places didn't bother to answer, same shot in the Gemara. Zok the ritve, the nai ritves, the kivin, the rachmona, oma, V'nosata b'chol ha-sheta v'nafshecho. V'nosata b'chol ha-sheta v'nafshecho. You know what that means? You want to buy an apple, you buy an apple. Al korsuch lachiv ha-perish, ha-kesef shevi l'shalem l'putas, damaski tuve, v'ein tzrichem l'knes dvorim, kalem she'efshe l'knes. Says b'chol ha-sheta v'nafshecho. So my mail apples you have to get putis from slime. You can't get you can buy a behemoth for a seller, but you can't buy five apples. We hear before Rashi said when they went to Yerushalayim, they had to buy without up to behemoths. We have to buy some food. Dvorim kalim. So that's from the Teretz. You have to learn Chumash also. It can't only be a Lamni. It says, B'chol Shata V'Nafshecho. So you have to figure, how do you do this? How do you get B'chol Shal Kolchoch? You're able to be Mechalef V'dan Putas. Let's just see the next Taisvis. We're up to this Taisvis. B'chol Shata V'Nafshecho. Vim toim avobinen pri mi pri begedule karke. Now this b'chola sheta v'nafshecho is b'boke b'tzoyim v'yayim v'sheich. It's a klal prat a klal. So how do we get b'choshes? V'yish loy medloy matinen el amayim v'melach. Avoloy pruta de b'pruta koyne b'boke b'tzoyim d'ave pri mi pri. So Taisva says that the miyut is you shouldn't end up with something that's not pri mi pri. But if the whole chilul is to acquire a pri mi pri, then you're allowed to do. So memela a prute is a way of acquiring a pri mi pri. So that's muta. I'm not sticking with the prute. If I'm going to buy the prute to put in my coin collection in a chanami, that you're not allowed to do. But if I'm acquiring prutes to acquire a pri mi pri, that's muta. Let's go a little further, then we'll see Rashi and Taisvis. Toshma, apoirei tzela mimois maisa sheini. Now we're going back to the first Mishnah we had, that he made prutas on sloim. Beishamei oimrim b'chol ha-tzela mois. You can make from all the prutas sloim, b'siloimim, b'shekel kesu, b'shekel mois. So now we have a tremendous problem. You are telling me that Beishamai holds, the time that Beishamai holds, that you cannot make sloim and dinrim because kesef sheini. So how can you make prutas and kesef apoyret selami mois maisa sheini? If there's a problem of kesef sheini, so how do you do this? Alme or the kulalme kesef riba vafila kesef sheini. So the Gemara falls off on this whole pshat. He says from this first Mishnah, that it says, we see the akochoch, There's no chesaron of kesef sheni. Now let us see all the Rashi's. Achigzine. Apeiret zela shamaisa sheni birushalayim. Shoyamachlev shloim shebiyodo, vnaitaputis leitziyim, tzorchisu desmaisa. If you want, he can be machlev everything. Now what's pshat in beisilu? Shema lo yishe beir ad sheyotzi yeskulam. Maybe if he's going to take his sloim and get from his sloim thousands of putes, so Hashem lo yishe beir ad sheyotzi yeskulam. Maybe he will not remain in Yerushalayim till he spend all the putes. V'yavkid beir ad regel achem. Now, so all these putes, he's gonna come next regel. He's gonna use these putes to, again, he's my sheshenge ke putes. Yeah, v'putes mis apshais. And putes do not, they get fulfilled, they get ruined. They're out too long. So Memele, so that's why Beis Hillel said, don't change over all your sloim to prutes, because you might end up with an abundance of prutes, and if you're gonna, you won't, and you're gonna leave these prutes for the next regal.